As I mentioned earlier, great to get this man back on the show. It has truly been too long. Of course, you know him from the world of sports and handicapping and commenting on sports, and also odds maker extraordinaire. He is a author. He is a member of the Mobile Sports Hall of Fame, and he is on with us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Sheridan. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Sean. Great to be on with you again.
Good to have you on as well. I guess I'm going to get started with this. Make your pick, an odds thing here. Y'all get ready to make your pick. Our friend in common, Paul Feinbaum. If you're given odds on Paul making a run for Senate, Danny, what's your pick here?
I would say it's 50-50, and I would go with the under. I'll be very surprised if he runs for Senate. I know anything's possible, and we've never discussed it, except I asked him if he was crazy when I read stuff. But no, I don't think he'll run. If he were 40 or 50 years old, maybe, like Tommy Tuberville, but I just don't think at 70 he's going to want to spend 6 years in Washington. I think, let me say this to you, one side of me, I think you would agree, it would be a hoot, because you know he's not going to fall in line with whatever the thinking is. So he would definitely sell some newspapers and probably get assassinated, and I'm not joking.
I mean, from the media mercenary side of me, I want him to do it, right?
Right,
I mean,
you're not alone.
You're like, man, it'd be great.
Again, I respect, he hasn't, we don't always agree, probably don't agree much, but when he feels something, he says it, and that would probably be contrary to Republican and Democrats' feelings on whatever it might be, the topic, and he would definitely be out there. He'd be well known. He'd be more known than, like if he said, hey, who's a senator of Maine? I don't think anybody knows. I don't. Nope. Kansas or whatever. They'd know he's a senator from Alabama.
Guaranteed. Yeah, he has the brand. I think, the nice thing about it, Danny, is what a nice negotiating tool. I don't know if he's up on contract with ESPN, but not a lot of not a lot of times you can say, well, listen, if y'all don't give me a raise, I'm going to be the next senator from the state
of
Alabama.
I'll mention that to his agent the next time I talk to him. I think his contract has got another year. It's in the last year, and it doesn't end until late 26 or the summer of 26. I think that's what I read.
It's leverage that not all of us have, the chance that he would be a senator. But I like to stay here, but the Senate's calling. I don't know.
Well, no, I think it's a great honor, but if you're 70 years old, do you want to spend 6 years of your life, your so-called golden years, in Washington? I don't think, I wouldn't want to do it. I can't speak for him, but I don't think, that's why I don't think he'll run.
I think it's 70, though, in the Senate, Danny. You're a spring chicken.
Well, no, he's 70. Paul turned 70.
That's what I'm saying. Compared to... it's God's waiting room there in the Senate. 70 years old, you're young.
That's true. That's true. I think we just had one retired 85.
Correct.
That's another story.
Correct. Hey, I want to talk with you about, we talked years ago when one of the times they were bandying about what their plan was for gambling in the state of Alabama. Session is obviously months away, but I already hear talk, maybe it comes back up again this year. But I don't know what it looks like. It's when we've talked before, they say, okay, we're going to talk about gambling in Alabama. The best thing I can say is we've been offered gambling utility. There's only one power company that you can use or one water company you can use. It seems like it's what they want for gambling.
Well, first of all, they haven't passed anything.
Nope.
I think I made the comment, I believe it was on your show, that the only reasoning that I have is that I think the legislature... I think they think storks deliver babies. That's what I think. And they don't have the intelligence or the backbone to let the people vote on it. For example, I would be adamantly opposed to a lottery because it's a regressive tax on the poor, but I'm not now because look around us, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, they all have lotteries. And I'll tell you a couple of quick stats, which you may or may not know. Do you know what the largest ticket-selling outlet in the state of Florida is? I thought it was Miami.
You've given me enough context for me to, take the easy and say somewhere close to the border, Pensacola. Yeah.
The largest ticket-selling outlet in the lottery is Alabama-Florida state line, which is beyond comprehension. Tennessee, I can't remember, they did something on social media 2 years ago thanking Alabama. in northern Tennessee and northern Alabama because of their school system. They got to build a $7 million new school right on the border. Thank you, lottery. And Alabamians are playing the lottery like there's no tomorrow. Well over half of Mobile and Baldwin County license plates are at the Beau Rivage or in Biloxi, Mississippi. And what really disappoints me about the legislature, and I would vote them out, I mean, is that they won't let the people vote. I respect if somebody's anti-gambling, but when you got 70 or 75% of the state favors a lottery and you won't even have a lottery, it's Sean, it's beyond my comprehension. I don't know what the... I don't know what to tell you there. I just think it's unconscionable, and I go back to what I said about storks delivering babies, I guess. Again, I'm sure some people are anti-gambling, but I think when you get elected, you try to do the will of the people. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, that's what we read in the textbooks, Danny.
That's true, too. But anyway, the will of the people is they want a lottery, but forget about that. They want to vote on it. They want to vote on casino gambling. They want to vote on sports betting. As a sidebar, illegal sports betting, that's illegal in this country, per capita, Alabama is the biggest illegal sports betting state in the United States, primarily football. Now think about that. Per capita, we bet like there's no tomorrow. The illegal lottery outside of Mobile, in Mobile, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, it's just incredible. And if you look, and you know this anyway, approximately 39 states have legalized sports betting, including Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. They're not states. But that's almost, and Missouri, I'm told in December, they'll probably pass it. So that's 40 out of 50 states, and their betting is huge, but it's nothing compared per capita to Alabama on illegal sports betting. So the illegal sports betting, illegal lottery that we have in Alabama, it's huge. And why are we not taxing it? I mean, I've asked people that, and they all, the legislators, and they said, well, you know, we're all for it, but, so I don't know, you fill in the blanks. And really, it's hard to believe. I never thought that I would see sports betting legalized in 40 states and Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico, but it is. And California, Texas, and Georgia, they have measures. They're considering it. And I don't know what the hell we're waiting on, but, you know, that's another story.
Yeah, you'll hit rewind on that if you want to, just like last time Danny was on. That stat, once again, Alabama, illegal sports betting per capita, leads the nation.
That is correct. That leads the nation by far in illegal sports betting per capita. But that's still pretty strong. I mean, and by the way, the majority of that is football. It's no surprise there, football betting. And I don't know how many bookies we have in Alabama, but if you legalized it, you would certainly get a lot of tax revenue. If you legalize casinos, and I'm not talking about 100 of them, but legalize casinos, you would also get a lot of tax base, a lot of tax revenue. And the revenue is going to the four states, the border states, for the lottery, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee. We're talking not $1 million. We're talking hundreds of millions, might even be a billion. But those states are doing really well in their lottery. And if Alabama had a lottery, it's not they would go under, but it would really hurt them. And as I've read, and you have too, when sports betting and lottery came up, Mississippi or someone over there before, I think before they had casino gambling, or maybe they did have casino gambling, they pumped about $10 million in our election ads against the lottery in Alabama. That ought to tell you something, too.
Yeah, it was I think the Choctaw Band of Indians and then
Mississippi.
Yeah, in Mississippi, and that they allied with people that are fundamentally against gambling, which,
correct.
Like, and I'm with you. Like, those folks, that's a fair debate. They morally or whatever feel they're against gambling, but that's not what we deal with. And, you know, people on the text line are saying, you know, tell Danny about your ups. Yeah, well, here's my problem. The medical marijuana thing in Alabama has been a absolute abject failure. They passed this, and here we are 4 or 5 years later, and the people that need it still aren't getting it because they can't get it. It was the same thing I worried about gambling. When I've opposed gambling bills in Alabama, it's not about the right of referendum for gambling. It's about the cockamamie plan where, like, only three people get casino. I mean, no competition. Like,
well, I'm for competition. I mean, I agree with you there, but I'm to be kind, I'm disappointed. I use a kind word that legislators who are elected to serve the people won't let them vote on anything. Won't let them. I'd say vote on a lottery, which is I've told them, which would pass there was a tsunami headed to Mobile. It, God forbid, it would pass. People would vote. And once you get the lottery, everything else probably would fall into place. And my question to you is, I don't know how in the hell they did it, but how did they pass dog tracks years ago in the 70s? I don't know how they did that, but somebody must have had some pull, I guess. But the dog tracks are not what I call a, you know, if I were an Alabamian, I wouldn't want to say, hey, come to our dog tracks. They're great. But that's
that was done, and I was not paying attention to what happened in Montgomery at that period of time. I'm a little young for it, but yeah, right. Looking at it now, and people talk about, you know, the different constituencies in Alabama that are going to hold sway with the legislature. Sure, I think we need to push through that, because if we do pass something for gambling in the state that I'll use some street vernacular that stinks here, then we're stuck with that. And that's why, like, I've opposed bills in the past. I was like, I want the right of referendum, but this kind of low rent thing you're bringing me, we could do so much better.
Well, there's no, when you say low rent thing, and I agree with you about doing better and having competition, but when you say that, the bottom line is the low rent thing that you described, whatever that may be, that never passes. You never get a vote on it. So, hell, it's like, it doesn't matter if you had a pure bill. I go back to, it's just not right. You elect people. We're smart enough to elect them, but I guess they feel we're stupid enough to vote on any form of gambling. That's the only thing I can tell you, Sean. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense to me. And, of course, they would say to you, oh, I don't think the electorate is stupid to vote for us. Really? You must think we're stupid because we elect you and you won't let us vote on popular issues. Again, I go back to a lottery. It's insane that we don't get to vote on that. And the state would make so much money, and the money it would make, that money, again, redundantly, is going to Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and Tennessee. We're talking about a lot of money.
Yeah, one of my ideas was, Danny, they allocated the money to build two new big modern prisons, not big, but modern prisons in Alabama. Ran out of money after the first one, trying to figure out how to finance the other one. How about, you know, every other state's like, we got our education lottery. Here in Alabama, we got a prison lottery. The money goes to build the prisons. They get to pat themselves on the back. You get a lottery. But, yeah, they still can't get it done.
No, I agree. Then the Georgia, the bill in Georgia, the education lottery, that's exactly what we should have done. And had Don Sigelman won a second term, we would have had a vote on a lottery. We had a vote on a lot of things, but that's here and there. And it's a total mystery how, again, I don't see how you can go to the polls. I won't vote for anybody that won't let you vote on a lottery or other issues, gaming. That's me. And if everybody was like that and the politicians thought they were not going to get elected and held accountable, I mean, when you ask somebody, why didn't you vote? Why don't you give the people the right to vote on it? The answer is not, well, I'm against it. It has nothing to do. You're elected to represent the people. The people want to vote on it. And what I just said probably makes too much sense, right?
You talked about the money just specifically for sports betting. But, I mean, just give us ballpark ideas if we had casino gaming in the state of Alabama. Get the whole panoply. You get the lottery.
Is ask you and others who've been around for a good 20 or 30 years, do you remember what Biloxi looked like, Mississippi looked like? Now if you go over there, beautiful highways, I mean, roadways, everything. I think I read somewhere where just the Mississippi or maybe the Biloxi area, Harrison County, they've taken in over $500 million in casino taxes. And that's an awful lot of money. And here we talk about the state is occasionally we get broke or we need money. The state needs money for education and for highways and for a bunch of things. Could be hiring more police, but all that's got to come. You got to have a source of revenue. Not going to be able to raise taxes. So you have, you pass a lottery. Can you imagine? A lottery's not going to lose money. It's like stealing. And again, if Alabama, I can't speak for you, if the surrounding states didn't have a lottery, I'd be against it for the reasons I said earlier about a regressive tax on the poor. But the fact that I can, you know, again, like you just said, $10 or $20 million the Choctaws put in just so Alabama wouldn't vote on a lottery, that ought to tell you something. It's unbelievable the money just the lottery. Casino gambling, gaming and sports betting is even more frightening. But a lottery would probably, a lottery would bring in more taxes.
It definitely would, and it's, I've said it before too, because I mean, there are, you can say, listen, there are societal ills that come with people have an addiction to gambling, and but the problem is right now the people are going out of state. It's not keeping them from doing it. If we were on this island, we could protect everybody, but we're not.
Right.
So they're going out of state. The lottery is the wine spritzer of the gambling world, man. It's not even high test.
You have tons of people, junkets, that leave Birmingham, Alabama, to go to that little, and I think it's 90 miles away in Mississippi, a casino. I can't think of the name of it, too. Indian casino, and they gamble there. It's a beautiful casino. And it's just, I mean, again, it's mind-boggling. It's like, I understand for the last time, I understand that some people may be anti-gambling or pro-gambling, but I don't understand why the legislators will not let people vote on it. It's beyond comprehension. And again, if we weren't sending all this money, as I said earlier, you go, and this is no surprise to you, you go to Biloxi any day of the week, especially the weekends, and you're going to see Baldwin County and Mobile license tags, probably half of them.
I mean, yep.
What do you got to do to wake up? So we're supporting all the surrounding states with gambling, with a lottery, with casino gambling, with sports betting. Sports betting is, I think every state has sports betting around us. I have to think for a second, except for Georgia. Georgia doesn't, but it doesn't matter. That's small when compared to a lottery and casino gambling. And you're talking about jobs. And listen, there are ills that come with it. But hell, people drink too much. They smoke too much. They eat. They have a terrible diet. You can't legislate morality in a free country. You can try. But that's what I believe. If you're asking me, do I smoke cigarettes? No. But if somebody wants to and they're crazy enough to, that's their business. They want to drink, that's their business. If they want to eat French fries, which are bad for your health, that's their business. Anyway.
Yeah, well said. I mean, I've also pointed out, if the state really didn't want people to smoke, they would raise the tax. It's already high, and they want that revenue, but they'd raise the tax to, I don't know, $500 a pack or something like that. But they don't. They keep it where people can buy them and still get the revenue in. So
we need money, and it's just, and again, it's a great way to do it. And it's also, the beauty of it is you're adhering to what your constituents want. They want the right to vote on that, no matter how they feel.
And before we wrap up, too, let's talk about our alma mater and its coach. So what do you think? Game one. They're ready to get the pitchforks out for DeBoer. Here we sit going into the LSU game. What's your feeling on our coach?
Well, I think I've always said he's a great coach. I don't know if long range, I can't speak for that. It's a different animal down here, but he inherited a wonderful team. He's doing a great job recruiting. I just don't know if, you know, I can't put him on the level. It's nothing against him of Kirby Smart or some of the SEC coaches. That's no knock. I mean, he's got an $80 million contract. But as far as Florida State, that didn't shock me because they just didn't care. And that was like a wake-up game. And if you look at all the best teams in the country, most of them are going to have two losses, not because they're not any good. You just can't get up every week. I thought South Carolina was going to play Alabama a good game, not because South Carolina is any good. They're not. But Alabama had played four brutal games in a row, I think set a record, upset four top 10 teams, not upset them, but beat them, and that's pretty much unheard of, four straight weeks in a row. Now they're playing South Carolina, and they're watching South Carolina on film lose 26-7 to Oklahoma at home. So they're, you know, if I'm Alabama, I'm just thinking, I'm just going to collect my paycheck. This is no big deal, and that's the way they played. They woke up with about 3 minutes to go. They're very fortunate they won. But if they played again, Alabama would beat them 50-0.
I think so.
Sean, that's why I love college football, because I look for those, you know, when they're, it's all emotion. If you got a good team and they're taking an opponent lightly and they show up at about 80%, that's pretty much what Alabama did, or 70%. Opening drive was the worst thing that could happen to Alabama. They drove the length of the field, scored a touchdown, and figured, man, this is nothing. Then, of course, Florida State gets, you know, worked up, and the underdog, as the game goes on, gets more confidence, and that's why we have upsets, and we'll have them this year too. But he's done a great job, and he's got a great team, and the real surprise has been the Heisman candidate, the quarterback. That's been the surprise.
For sure, from game one to now. Danny, as always, I appreciate your time. The amazing Danny Sheridan on with us. Thanks, and let's do it again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sean.
All right, coming right back, more Midday Mobile.